Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Erica Jayne is sticking with Chicago a little longer. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills superstar will now play Roxy Hart through February 23rd. She rejoined the Broadway cast last week after an initial stint in the winter of 2020 was cut a bit short due to the COVID shutdown. Her replacement will be announced later. The longest-running American musical in Broadway history, Chicago, continues at the Ambassador Theater. Who's ready for some strip-teasing? Broadway Bears, the annual summer burlesque event that raises money for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, is to return on June 22nd with performances at 9:30 p.m. and 12 midnight at the Hammerstein Ballroom. The fundraiser will feature over 150 New York City dancers. Kellen Stancil, the resident dance supervisor for the national touring company of The Lion King, is on tap to direct for the second year in a row. An official theme will be announced in the spring. Last year's edition raised over $2.2 million for BCEFA. Tickets for both performances, now beginning at $75, are on sale. Visit broadwaycares.org/bears. The Hammerstein Ballroom is located at West 34th Street between 8th and 9th Avenues in Midtown Manhattan. And finally, today, the latest grosses were just published for the week ending January 26th. Broadway continued cooling off from its euphoric holiday highs, dropping another 11% to over $29.6 million across 29 running productions. Most shows experienced a decrease in their box office. The biannual Broadway Week promotion began on the 21st. Select two-for-one tickets for most shows are now available through February 9th. Redwood, the first new Broadway musical of 2025, played its first two previews at the Niederlander Theater. The Tuner, led by Idina Menzel in her first mainstem appearance in 10 years, sold out the house and grossed over $397,000. Opening night is February 13th. For Erica Jayne's first week back at Chicago, the musical took in $852,000 at the Ambassador Theater. Gypsy was last week's second highest grossing show. The Audra McDonald-led revival dropped a bit, but still grossed over $1,780,000 at the Majestic. Joey Fatone just began an eight-week run in Anne Juliet, where it fell out of seven figures to just over $959,000 at the Stephen Sondheim. Moulin Rouge said goodbye to a pair of principal actors last week as their grosses fell again to over $914,000. Andy Carl and Samantha Dottemade begin performances as the Duke of Monroth and Nini tonight. All In earned last week's highest average ticket price, selling out the Hudson for Andrew Rannells' final week of performances in the rotating company. Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon makes his Broadway debut in the play starting tonight. The Outsiders said farewell to Tony nominee Joshua Boone, their original Dally. That was another sellout week over at the Jacobs, although their Saturday matinee was canceled due to a power outage. And following star Jeremy Jordan's final performance on the 19th, The Great Gatsby experienced a steep drop-off, plunging to over $1,133,000 at the Broadway for Ryan McCartan's first week of performances. His current co-star Eva Noblezada departs on the 30th. 20 shows last week ran to at least 90% capacity audiences. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.